Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 209 entitled Fighting with Faith. This will be short, but I have been reading from the books of the Bible that were missing from the Protestant canon. I'm curious as to why these things were left off. I do want to be clear that the Word of God is whole, and one should not be esteemed over the other, but that all is written for edification of the saints through the Holy Spirit, that it is integral to know Him in intimacy, to distinguish what is of the Lord or of Satan, and that is worldly. There is a running theme that I am noticing, particularly with the Maccabees. These men put Yah first with continued prayers, fastings, and supplications. This is key. God is speaking to His chosen and drawing them to seek Him with these attributes, with yearning, zeal, and in true repentance. The Maccabees acknowledged that God had left off speaking to them through His prophets, but their faith in Him never wavered, and the Spirit is confirming this in His Word. As they had many wars and were themselves killed. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come, let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6 of the King James Version. This was the posture of the Maccabees throughout their generations. Even as they felt abandoned by the Lord, knowing that it was man that drove this wedge between them and God, they never ceased to pray. Their courage never wavered, and they continued to pass the word of the Lord, His commandments, and statutes down through their generations. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, your entire being. These words, which I am commanding you today, shall be written on your heart and mind. You shall teach them diligently to your children, impressing God's precepts on their minds and penetrating their hearts with His truths, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, forearm, and they shall be used as bands, frontals, frontlets on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9 of the Amplified Version. Their consistency in their faith is the caveat. They kept the Lord at the forefront of their mind, even when they felt His face was turned away in anger, seeking Him with prayer and fasting, even when outnumbered by hundreds of thousands, trusting that He would send angels to protect them. That even in the absence of a prophet of the Lord, they saw into the spiritual realm, totally dependent upon God, the angels that fought for them. Today, we can't go 2 seconds without needing to be reassured that we matter. We are attacked with depression, suicidal and homicidal ideations, unable to function, lacking the coping skills needed to survive and thrive, even in a time of peace. But in these men's spirits were a knowing that God is. As we pray for discernment and wisdom facilitated by understanding, we must also pray for a deeper intimacy in Him, to grow in our love towards Him. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Galatians chapter 4, verse 18 of the King James Version. Not only for ourselves, but for others, praying unceasingly for God's grace and mercy. Love is to be sincere and active, the real thing, without guile and hypocrisy. Hate what is evil. Detest all ungodliness. Do not tolerate wickedness. Hold on tightly to what is good. Be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection as members of one family. Give preference to one another in honor, never lagging behind in diligence, aglow in the spirit, enthusiastically serving the Lord, constantly rejoicing in hope, because of our confidence in Christ, steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength, contributing to the needs of God's people, pursuing the practice of hospitality. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13 of the Amplified Version. I have to warn you that Satan is relentless. The revelation given is that he will not cease until he is ultimately defeated in judgment. And in his tormenting of man, he will always use the complicit and compliant wicked ones. Since the Lord affirmed his chosen people, Satan is dogged in his attempts to terminate us from the face of the earth. All of humanity, do not be deceived. What leads to the unending quarrels and conflicts among you? Do they not come from your hedonistic desires that wage war in your bodily members, fighting for control over you? You are jealous or covet what others have, and your lusts go unfulfilled, so you murder. You are envious and cannot obtain or contain the object of your envy, so you fight and battle. You do not have because you do not ask it of God. You ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfishness or with an unrighteous agenda, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hedonistic desires. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. Every time one of the Maccabees were defeated in death, it was because of the hatred, greed, and envy of others, traitors working alone with one another or with the opposition. Not only that, but just as Josiah, through disobedience and by disregarding the warnings of the Lord at the mouths of others, even their enemies. This is pivotal. To fight is necessary, and afterward, God will give you eternal peace. But there is also an earthly reward for the righteous. God gave the Maccabees the same peace, that rest that David was given in his time during all the wars and fighting. This is why David said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So let me leave you with three things to remember. Meditate on these and you will do well. Number one, always vet those around you and remain guarded. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 24 through 26 of the King James Version. Number two, don't give up. There are levels to this, each one bringing higher spiritual wickedness, powers, and principalities, as we shall soon see. How long must the land mourn and the grass of the countryside wither because of the wickedness and hypocrisy of those who live in it? The beasts and the birds are consumed and are swept away by the drought, because men mocking me have said, "He will not live long enough to see what happens at our final end." The Lord rebuked Jeremiah for his impatience, saying, "If you have raced with men on foot and they have tired you out, then how can you compete with horses? If you fall down in a land of peace where you feel secure, then how will you do among the lions in the flooded thicket beside the Jordan. For even your tribal brothers and the household of your father, even they have dealt treacherously, unfaithfully with you. Indeed, they are like a pack of hounds howling after you. Do not believe them, although they may say kind words and promise you good things. Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 4 through 6 of the Amplified Version. And number 3, pray that the Lord increase your faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 of the King James Version. It was the courage of these few, even when they were alone, after their loved ones were killed, that walked by faith. People say that you can't do anything alone, but remember this. It took one stepping out on faith in true leadership that gave others the courage and the example to follow when all would have fled. Those with expectation strengthened others, gaining momentous victories. As it is written, one man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Joshua chapter 23, verse 10 of the King James Version. Because even when silent, he is forever present. Knowing that in this spiritual battle that is coming, and that is now here, that it is not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit only. Be not deceived, always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.